Ah, yes. Remembering the wind. I'm Brad to the Bone. And welcome to Brad's Vinyl. Once again, another version of Brad's Vinyl. An eclectic collection of my vinyl LPs from the 70s and 80s. Including classic and acid rock, electric rock, orchestral rock, progressive rock, punk rock, rockabilly, and more. As I burn them to digital. And let you all enjoy them out there. And right now, what have we got today? We got the melody of the choir of Kansas singing in the background there. That's right, Kansas, the American progressive rock band. We're going to be taking you back to 1974. And their debut LP, titled the same, Kansas. Yeah. Very unique band. One of a kind, Kansas. Forming in the 70s, actually combining over 50 years of musical talent together with all of their members. Originally from Topeka, Kansas, that's right. Kerry Livgren and Lynn Meredith and Don Montre back in 1969 performing in a little band they called The Reasons Why. Yeah, and then changing their name to Saratoga, and then, oh gosh, and changing it in the 70s finally to Kansas. And merging with some members of a rival Topeka progressive rock group called White Clover. Yes, White Clover included Dave Hope and Phil Ehart. So they merged in with Livgren and Meredith and Greg Allen, forming a band called Kansas. Very unique music, Kansas. And this debut LP was kind of a mix of progressive rock and boogie rock, getting some positive reviews as well as a few negative reviews. Yeah, that's right. Kirshner Records, playing for Kirshner Records. And, what else can we say? Well, the artwork is the abolitionist John Brown. That's right, in a scene from Tragic Prelude. It was a mural created by the native Kansas artist John Stewart Curry. And it's the original mural is painted on a wall, actually, at the Kansas State Capitol out there in Topeka. All right, well, what else do we want to know about them? I don't know. Let's hear some music right here on Brad's Vinyl, featuring Kansas. We'll be right back.
bring it on down.
I sure am glad that I found him. Sometimes he seems to be the only one beside me. Can feel the Lord's breath all around him. Winter's cold, frozen ice, or a bright autumn day. On a warm summer night, you can hear him say, cry for me. Sigh for me, sad my breezes flow. Stay for me, play for me the song my friends will know. My lonely wind must blow. Believe nothing but only to hear him. I've seen the tall trees bend low when his mighty winds blow, and that's all the more reason I fear him. Hear him call for the youth lonely, I can feel his great pain. But on the eve of this day, I'll join. Stay for me, play for me. I'll know I've found love and the last I
Woo-wee, wow, whoosh, too dramatic? Maybe, I don't know. Some of the critics think that's too dramatic with their grandiose finishes and, I don't know, I love it. I'm Brad of the Bone, you're listening to Brad's Vinyl, finishing up the A-side of the debut LP by Kansas, an American band right out of Topeka, Kansas. Starting out with Can I Tell You? And then moving into Bringing It Back, Lonely Wind, Bilexis, and finishing up with Journey from Mary Abron. Yeah, Mary Abron. And wow, diverse, a lot of energy in Kansas. Can I tell you the lyrics, you know, political lyrics about defending your freedom? Things like defend your freedom or else, you know. If you expect the freedom that you say is yours, prove that you deserve it and help us to preserve it. Or free, being free will just be words and nothing more. Can I tell you? Yeah. Bringing It Back, full energy violin. Also, Can I Tell You, the violin, just, wow, just unbelievable. Robbie Steinhardt torturing that violin and just ripping it apart. And wow, just wow. You know, it rivals... I'd say it rivals Charlie Daniels' violin playing on The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Yeah. Lonely Wind, moving into Lonely Wind, that was a very mellow piece. Melodic folk music. Really cool. Showing their diversity from, you know, hard, radical, fast-paced rock to something mellow and enjoyable. And Bilexis, fast organ playing there. Keyboards, just crazy keyboards on Bilexis. That's... Unbelievable. Just all this stuff is good. Just good stuff. Good stuff. Bilexis, actually, Kerry Livgren invented that word. It isn't really a word. You can look it up in Wiki or dictionaries all day long. You won't find it anywhere other than references to the original song written by Kerry Livgren, Bilexis. He used to do that back in the day. In the early days, he would invent words for his lyrics or for his song titles and so on and so forth. So, yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. And also there was some words in there, the lyrics that were very creative. And, oh, what else? Well, Journey from Mary Abron, it sounds like a story about a couple starting out as two or something like that. I don't know. I'm babbling. Brad to the Bone here on Brad's Vinyl. So, yeah. Journey from Mary Abron actually was inspired by the... Hermann Hesse's Narcissus and Goldmund. So, and we discussed the cover LP. I think we did discuss the cover artwork on the LP already. All right, well, let's get into side B on Brad's Vinyl of the debut LP from Kansas, taking you back to 1974 on Brad's Vinyl. Thank you.
not shrouded in the haze.
Dark and the moon is sky
and moon.
Now the earth gives forth its secrets, held in mountain, sea, and plain. They have never been forgotten, only locked inside my brain.
Yeah.
once she ruled the earth with love and wisdom. But we were much too smart to live away. With greed and lust, we tried to rise above her.
The symphony ends. I'm Brad of the Bone. We're finishing up Brad's vinyl. And today we are featuring the WLP by Kansas. And that was the B-side we just finished up, starting with The Pilgrimage. Livgren and Steve Walsh track there, as well as Apercoos. Not sure how that's pronounced. It's an actual word, though. Yeah, it means, it means insight or an impression or something like that. So, Apersu. And then a nice transition directly into the final track, Death of Mother Nature Sweet. Politically inspired lyrics there about environmental politics, and with lyrics such as, you know, we've strangled all her trees and starved her creatures, and there's poison in the sea and the air, and now we're going to die, and all that stuff. Kansas, yeah. Out of 1974 on Kirshner and Epic Records. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm Brad of the Bone. Thanks for listening to another edition of Brad's Vinyl.